This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Europe launches a cross-border vaccination program of unprecedented scale Sunday as part of efforts to end a COVID-19 pandemic that has crippled economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives around the world. The region of 450 million people has secured contracts with a range of suppliers for over 2 billion vaccine doses and has set a goal for all adults to be inoculated during 2021. Tough new coronavirus restrictions have begun in the UK, with Scotland and Northern Ireland under tighter measures to try to slow a new variant of the virus that is believed to spread more quickly. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Measures that were relaxed for Christmas Day in Wales have also been reimposed. The number of people under the country's top level of restrictions, Tier 4, has increased by 6 million to 24 million people, around 43% of Britain's population. No indoor mixing of households is allowed and only essential travel permitted. Gyms, pools, hairdressers and stores selling non-essential goods have been ordered to close. Zaria Shackley, London.
The first two cases of that particularly infectious coronavirus variant have been confirmed in Canada, health authorities said Saturday. The couple has been placed in isolation. The same day, Ontario reimposed a lockdown for several weeks due to a spike in COVID-19 cases. Swedish health authorities announced a first isolated case of the new virus, saying the sufferer had traveled from the United Kingdom but insisted the risk of spreading was low. Argentina will begin vaccinating its citizens against coronavirus Tuesday using the recently delivered Russian Sputnik V vaccine, the government said Saturday, following its approval by health authorities for emergency use. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez and provincial governors said health personnel would receive their vaccines in less than 72 hours. This is VOA News. Saturday, Britain and the European Union published the full text of the post-Brexit trade agreement aimed at governing their relationship when the UK definitively leaves the bloc's single market in just 5 days. The document is more than 1,200 pages long and lays out detail on trade, law enforcement, and dispute settlement, among other arrangements. The document is complex and includes explanatory notes and side agreements on nuclear cooperation and the exchange of classified information. Both sides have indicated they will rush through its adoption. Voters in Central African Republic go to the polls Sunday for presidential and legislative elections being held under a cloud of violence as the government tries to hold off a rebel advance. Militias hostile to the president, who is seeking a second term, have stepped up attacks since the Constitutional Court rejected several candidacies, including that of former President Francois Bozizé earlier this month. The crisis has left many in the diamond and gold-rich nation of 4.7 million exhausted, while stirring fears of a return to the worst violence of its recent past, which includes 5 coups and numerous rebellions since independence from France in 1960. Law enforcement officials have told the Associated Press federal investigators have identified a person of interest in connection with the explosion that rocked downtown Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee Christmas Day. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Investigators from multiple federal and local law enforcement agencies were at a home in Antioch in suburban Nashville after receiving information relevant to the investigation, according to FBI Special Agent Jason Pack. Another law enforcement official speaking on the condition of anonymity told the Associated Press investigators regard someone associated with the property as a person of interest in the bombing. Earlier Saturday, investigators said they were looking at a number of individuals who may be connected to the bombing, but have also found no additional explosive devices. The blast, which rocked an AT&T building, also knocked out some 911 cell and Wi-Fi communications across the state. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Florida resort as both Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package that he sharply criticized earlier this week. The legislation, which includes nearly $900 billion for coronavirus relief, was flown from Washington to the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, for him to sign into law. But the president surprised lawmakers by labeling the legislation a disgrace.